KJIL Radio for Life. Mike's chair, all for you. Good morning. How you doing? It's 8:12 with Michael and Delvin. Cloudy, overcast, wet, drizzly, you name it. It's a moisture-filled kind of morning, and that's a good thing. We praise the Lord for the rain. So, Delvin, what do you got for us this morning?
God is able to bring you through the darkest of times and the most dire situations.
That's Janet Damon, Mike. She is the author of a new book chronicling a Southwest Kansas family's battle with a debilitating disorder. Rising Above tells the story of Janet's daughter, Beth, who at the age of 4 was diagnosed with neurofibromatosis.
It is not a disease. It's a disorder or a condition of the central nervous system, which causes tumors to grow. These tumors grow on the coverings of the nerves, anywhere, inside, or on the surface of the body.
Damon says her daughter was in her early 40s when the tumors began forming in her spinal column. Progressive paralysis followed, and now Beth is confined to a wheelchair and needs constant care. And this mother from Ulysses, Kansas, says it's Beth's testimony, encouragement, and some help from above that led her to write the book.
I told the Lord, I said, I don't know how to write a book. And I don't have time to write a book. And he said, when I give you a task, I give you the ability and the time to do it. Just do it.
Damon believes the book gives God the glory for his sustaining and healing power. And she also believes it will educate readers about this disorder that is more common than one might think.
One in every 2,500 babies born has neurofibromatosis. But it hasn't received its fair share of funding for research. And we hope when this book starts selling really well and makes a profit, a lot of it is going to go to NF research.
You can get more information on Janet, Beth, and their inspiring story on Janet's website. It's www.janetdamon.com. And again, the name of the book is Rising Above. And there you go, Michael.
Servitech Laboratories is proud to underwrite Christian music and programming on Great Plains Christian Radio. Providing testing for farmers and residential customers alike, Servitech maintains their 30-year commitment to the region with more than 1 million acres of crops covered by dozens of crop specialists. Servitech has laboratories in Hastings, Nebraska, and Amarillo, Texas. Their headquarters are in Dodge City, Kansas.